At the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her she was going to bear a son, Mary was confused, but the angel Gabriel assured her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, he that will be born will be called Holy Son of God. Then Mary, like we read this morning, accepted it with a fiat, a humility, saying, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word. And the Pope says, at that moment, the word became flesh. Because once Mary accepted, the word became flesh. There was an information that the angel Gabriel gave to Mary. That Elizabeth, your kinswoman, is also with child. And according to the Gospel of Luke, Mary left in haste to the hill country where he entered the house of Zechariah. And then she met Elizabeth. At that point also, there were other revelations that came. I really don't want to go into all this. Why do I bring this? The salvation plan of God was gradually opening up. Remember, the angel didn't tell Mary everything. You're going to bear a son, and he will be called Holy Son of God. And then, when Mary visited Elizabeth, Elizabeth said some other thing. How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me? Remember, the angel didn't go to Mary, Elizabeth to tell her this. But Luke tells us, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and she's, how is it that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me? And the story tells us that Mary remained there for 3 months before going back. Now you can see, I'm trying to link why Joseph was kind of confused. This is somebody betrothed to him. And by the time Mary left Elizabeth's place back to Joseph's place, she was already 3 months pregnant. And so Joseph was confused. Of course, who wouldn't be? They're all humans. And Joseph was just as human as any of us. It took the intervention of an angel to go and tell him, take Mary, your wife. Because the child that she is bearing is of the Holy Spirit. And then, this time, the angel didn't tell him, but he's Holy Son of God. But he says, and remember, he said, Joseph, son of David. When the angel was telling Mary, he said, the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, David. And so when the angel said, Joseph, son of David, he is linking and opening up the salvation plan. And then one thing that he revealed to Joseph was, they said, he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. That is the fulfillment of the salvation. Because when man fell, of course God cursed the land, cursed man, cursed Adam, everything. But God, the loving God, the benevolent God, in his own initiative, and that is why in the gospel of this morning, when he said, the angel Gabriel was sent from God, because it was an initiative of God. So when this angel, of course, in this other case, the name of the angel is not mentioned, was an angel of the Lord, because there's nothing there to reveal that. The reason we talk of angel Gabriel is because of the power, because Gabriel means power of God, Gabriel. So the power of God shall overshadow you. And as I mentioned in the morning, that same power, when you remember when the Lord Jesus at the ascension was going up to heaven, and one of the curious apostles asked, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And the Lord said, it is not for you to know time or season as fixed by the Father, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That power. The power that has made us children of God, and the power that has brought forth this God, Emmanuel, that is with us, the power that has removed that sin from us, he shall save his people from sin. So whatever we celebrate and however we celebrate Christmas, one thing we have to bear in mind is this is the Messiah that will save his people from their sins. Every other thing is just a celebration. So the coming of Christ then redeemed us. When the Lord Jesus appeared to be baptized by John, John said, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. So his coming on earth is coming to take the sins away. So when we celebrate, let us always bear in mind that it is because of him. That's in the first reading. We shall no longer be called desolate. You shall no longer be called barren, because there is some new thing coming. There is a Redeemer. God, in his infinite goodness, God has redeemed you through the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew cites the prophecy of Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be named Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. That God is right here as I am talking to you. That God is right in your heart. That God is here, who will come to you. And the Eucharistic minister will tell you the body of Christ. And you say, amen. Came to set us free from our sins. He came to release us, to set us free from the slavery to sin. That's why we are gathered here. Celebrate that moment in history when the Lord God looked upon his people and set us free. The coming of the Messiah. And every moment of our life sprang from here. Because without this, there will be no salvation. And how do we think? Where would we be? And again, like I mentioned in the morning, if Mary had said no, what would have happened? We don't know. But the Blessed Virgin Mary accepted by saying, let thy will be done. That is accepting. So while we are gathered here, one thing we should always have in mind is that goodness of God, that favor of God to us. Because the whole thing is summarized in that very one word, favor. It's not because we are so worthy, but because he looked upon us with favor. Therefore, he sent somebody to redeem us. And we are gathered here to celebrate that moment in history when that Son of Man came to us to liberate us. And we have faith in him, believing that after this, will be with him. Because St. Paul tells us, in him we are all new creation.